A young girl with cerebral palsy is calling for greater support to be made available for therapeutic treatment. Moya May Kelly is 12 years old from Dublin. A few months ago, she started wearing what is called an ExoPulse Molly suit, which stimulates her muscles. Now, this has allowed her to accomplish her goal of walking up the aisle on her confirmation day. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has met with Moya May and her family, and he joins me now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
What is the ExoPulse Molly suit?
Well, Pat, it's a full body garment, a trousers, a top, and then a console to control what settings you want. It comes in 37 sizes, starting from 2 to 3 years of age. It has 58 embedded electrodes, which stimulate 40 key muscle groups. And this console then allows 30 different settings per muscle group using what's called neuromodulation stimulation. It's said to be able to benefit people who are recovering from a stroke, multiple cirrhosis, spinal cord injuries, or in Moya May's circumstances, cerebral palsy. Now, I met with Moya May's mom, Julianne, to hear about their experience with the Molly suit. Julianne explains to me that they've tried numerous different types of treatment in the past, but they felt that they had nothing to lose with this, and they'd give it a go. They began with a 28-day trial of the suit, and Julianne starts off by telling me how it all went from there.
The phone call came that we were going to be trying it. I started looking up it a little bit more, and then I seen that they were using it also for Parkinson's and people that had stroke, and for years, like, we'd done Botox, and she wasn't benefiting from that anymore. So this is where this kind of came in. So anyway, we got our suit, we came home, and we started. Every second day, it stimulates the muscles then for 48 hours. So we've done that for 28 days, and the difference, even down to around toileting and washing and dressing, like things like that, that, you know, became less of a struggle because she could stretch her arm more. She became more confident. So anyway, the suit went within a week, 10 days. I could see her tightening up again. So then I started, I said, right, well, maybe we need a Molly suit, maybe if I can try and find if we can get it funded for ourselves. So we tried to get it funded through the ACRC. They hadn't got enough history or testing behind it or evidence behind it. So I wasn't really happy with that.
What are the types of costs involved then?
All together, I think it came in at something like 7,800, which I know sounds like a huge amount. But when you're looking into, I'm sure, the amount of Botox and the nurses and the staff to look after Moya for that day, local anaesthetics, like, I'm sure there's a lot of finances in that also. So we ended up trying to go out and privately fund this for herself.
That's Julianne Kelly detailing the progress of her daughter Moya May since she started wearing that electronic stimulating suit. She touched on the cost there, Josh. Quite expensive?
Yes, Pat. So this is one area where Julianne and Moya May, who we'll hear from now in a minute, would like to see more support. The suit costs €5,950 plus the VAT, so it comes in at just under €7,500. And getting funding for such a device can vary. I have been told that some people have managed to be allocated money towards them, and then others not so much, such as in this case with Moya May. In terms of progress, for years Moya May was able to do short transfers step by step, but her mom told me she'd been a well-supported walker and was in a C shape while she was walking, whereas now she's able to go with the walker independently and confidently too. I'll let her explain for herself the difference she feels the suit has made to her life.
It's allowed me to be more confident when I walk. It's allowed me just to be more independent. Before I had it, I could do certain things, but it wasn't what I can do now. And it's very important for me to be able to get things and do things like everyone else, because, you know, I'm the same, if that makes sense. Because I have quadruple cerebral palsy, if you don't know what that means four limbs, so my two legs and my two arms. It mostly affects my legs, but sometimes with my motor skills, with my fingers and stuff, it can affect my hands sometimes. It's gotten very easier, especially in school, to, like, write. It's gotten better. Like, my muscles are looser, and it means I'm able to spend a lot more time writing. As well, with my legs, I walked to be off my confirmation in front of all the girls in my class, and it was most surreal moment that you can have, because I felt like I accomplished something. I have cerebral palsy, but that isn't me. Like, I have my disability, but the more practice I put in, the more my cerebral palsy doesn't define me. I mean, it never did, but when I'm given that kind of encouragement by, you know, all these people, it really does feel very great.
How important is it for other people to get the chance to wear a suit?
It's really important that just because I use a wheelchair, I still deserve the same independence, and I deserve to have that same independence, and so does everyone else. So I think that my suit really enables that chance.
So as someone that has first-hand experience of how beneficial the Molly suit is, what would your message be now to those who fund healthcare in Ireland?
I think, like, listen, I know that, like, yous only could put certain money to this and certain money to that, and, you know, all the stuff, and you kind of have to pick and choose what's important, what's necessary. But trust me, from my point of view, it's so rewarding to actually do things and, you know, kind of make more out of what you have.
That's a wonderful girl, 12-year-old Moya May Kelly from Dublin, who's living with cerebral palsy. So, Josh, is this being widely used in Ireland, and how do people go about getting an ExoPulse Molly suit?
Well, Pat, I've been in touch with a few different groups in Ireland who would represent people with neurological conditions, and there's very little awareness of these devices out there. However, I did speak with the On Sale Neurological Rehabilitation Day Centre in Santry about the devices. It says, as with any other rehabilitation aids or equipment, the benefits of the Molly suit will depend on the condition and the circumstances of the individual. I also contacted the Irish Society of Chartered Physiotherapists on this as well, and it says it cannot officially endorse any product or service, but it supports the use of innovative technologies and therapeutic practices and encourages and supports its members to consider technology that will help them to deliver the best possible professional care. Pat, there have been peer review papers published on this in recent years. Like, for instance, in the Journal of Neuroengineering and Rehabilitation, a study found perceived positive effects were reported by 60% of those who took part, and most commonly related to decreased muscle tone. But to hear from those who supplied the suits here in Ireland and who use the treatment with patients, I spoke with clinical lead physiotherapist Marcin Usinski and product specialist Paul Reid from Lincare.
It works for 1 hour, and you can see the benefits of some indications of improvement after that 1 hour of using Molly. And the benefits can last up to even 2 days after using Molly. So in my practice, we apply it for 1 hour, and then we practice exercise with people. And we see people with stroke, we see people with multiple sclerosis, we see kids, like kids with cerebral palsy. And it works for most of them, not for everybody. So it's not like it's going to work for everyone, but it works for so many people.
Talk to me then about costs. How much would it set me back if I was to purchase the Molly suit?
The Molly suit, Josh, costs €5,950 plus the VAT. Now, as a private individual, they're liable to pay the VAT but can claim it back straight away. We do a one-hour demo first to see if we can get effect from the suit. And as Martin has already explained, more often than not, we see that effect immediately after that 1 hour. So that leads us into then a two-week evaluation process, which you can really see after 2 weeks. Is this product working for me? Is it not? Am I going to get that benefit from it? And after that, then the patient decides, is it something they want to move forward with? So that's the three-step process, really.
So, Pat, that was Paul Reid and Marcin Usinski from Lincare. Pat, to find out why some patients across the country are managing to be provided with the Molly suit, and then there are others, such as Moya May, that have to fundraise privately, I said I'd go straight to the department who would be over such services. I spoke with Minister of State with Responsibility for Disability, Anne Rabbitt. I began by asking Minister Rabbitt, why was it that some patients have treatments covered and others do not?
If we have new treatments that are coming online or new assistive technologies that actually we don't have a good database on it, perhaps the HSC is what they're telling me is they have to gather the data before they can invest into it. The other aspect is depending on which CHO, which is a community health organisation, and we've 9 of them in Ireland, what their priority is with the usage of the funding regarding their aids and appliances. And not every single CHO has the same rating or priorities. So what you might get in one, you mightn't get in another. And that in itself can cause confusion and upset to service users or patients that are trying to access certain equipment in their area, which they might see readily available to a person in another area and not in their own.
So do you know if your department is looking at supporting families or people who are trying to find out more or secure one of these Molly suits?
Yes, is the answer to this. And any of us who have done the research on it, you can see it is immediately life-altering for the individual concerned. And why wouldn't we want to invest in that area to ensure that we can give people the best outcomes to live an independent life in their own communities? And we have to just look at other items other than what we would normally have traditionally have looked at, the crutches, the wheelchairs, we also need to look at other pieces of assistive technology that can make benefits. In relation to this suit, this is what.
And that's Minister of State with responsibility for disabilities, Anne Rabbitt. Now, we've heard from the family, the practitioners, the suppliers and the department. Who else can vouch for this kind of treatment?
Well, Pat, back to Moya May again. And as she likes to put it herself, she is differently abled. And with this comes many challenges. But one key area that can help this is education. One of the benefits of her progression since wearing the suit is that she's able to spend more time in class. A person who sees firsthand every day how Moya May is reacting to the ExoPulse Molly suit is her SNA at the Assumption Girls National School in Walkinstown, Jean Bryan.
We used to do physiotherapy with Moya May. We'd pull her out of class at about 10 to 12 and we would spend that time until she was to go to yard at 20 to 1 and we would be doing physiotherapy with her. It was extremely painful for her at times. Her legs used to pop and the joints used to pop, and sometimes if her muscles were very, very hard, it was painful for her to have us stretch them out. The Molly suit has cut all that out because we have found that she's much, much more supple. Her muscles are softer. She's able to stretch more. There was no need for us to do it at 12 o'clock. But the great benefit of it as well is the fact that Moya is now able to stay in her class and join in with her class. And she's not missing that 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
And just among your SNA colleagues, is it something that there's an awareness of in Ireland at the moment, this Molly suit and the benefits of it?
Well, I'd say definitely not. I would be very surprised if it was, but it's a fantastic difference for a child that has cerebral palsy. It really is.
So you can safely say you'd be calling for more support, more funding?
I would love to see more support and more funding, definitely. I mean, this is non-invasive. It's non-invasive and it's also, it's not changing anything. It's not a medicine. So the child, it's very natural almost. And it's a fantastic, I think, fantastic invention.
Fantastic invention indeed, and at $7,500 including VAT, it seems like a really good investment in any child's future. That was Jean Bryan, SNA at the Assumption Girls National School in Walkinstown. Josh, thank you very much for that report.
Thanks, Pat. And just by the way, for any listeners who might have a similar story they wish to share, they can always get in touch with me at josh.crosby@newstalk.com.